Today we're going to talk about sales pitches. Hello again, drivers. This is Enzo, your host of the Race Driver Coach Show, and we're going to get businessy again. All you drivers out there that are looking for sponsorship, that are trying to sell themselves to a team, that are trying to gather a team of your own, so a PR company, a management company, a coach, or someone you're trying to attract to work with you or to give you some money to go and race or just to help your career in any way, you need a sales pitch. And one of the most effective sales pitches, which actually, it was a question only 2 days ago from Alexander, it was this. I don't know if you've covered this before, but do you have a formula for creating an elevator pitch? Now, I think you've heard about this before. I mean, I covered it big time in Get the Drive, the book, which I happen to have here, all about the elevator pitch. Now, the elevator pitch is pretty much when you are in a chance moment, a chance meeting with, say it's a CEO, you're looking for sponsorship, and you see a CEO or someone who is in a company that could give you some sponsorship, and you want to pitch to them, but you just want to do it in, you've got 20 seconds, which is why it's called the elevator pitch. By the time you enter that elevator with them, you notice who it is, and you've got from that moment, from the ground floor until whatever floor they get into, to sell them on an idea, and like in the video I covered not too long ago, to get a coffee with them, to get a meeting with them in the proposal video that I recorded. And basically, you've got to have an upfront sales pitch, and it's called the elevator pitch because it's within 20 seconds. You've got them, you've hooked them, they're interested, they want to know more, and they want to sit down with you to explore if that's really something that can help them. There is a slight thing though with drivers. When they're put in this position, often most race drivers, they get nervous. They think, I can't really go and talk to that team boss or whoever it is I really want to pitch to because maybe they're busy. Maybe I might screw up and I might say the wrong things and it's not the right impression. My hair's not right. I don't look right. I'm not wearing the right kit. But if you want to sell something, if you've got, let's pretend you're an entrepreneur, which you are, you're a racing entrepreneur. You've got something that you want to sell for others to buy into. And that is like a manufacturer buying into your skill to be in their car. A sponsor buying into the exposure you've got to all the packages that you offer them to help their business grow. You are an entrepreneur. And if you can't sell your product or what you're offering as value, it's going to be really difficult for you to get people on board. If you clam up, if you find yourself not being able to speak right, you can't present, you can't become that person who is the front of your campaign, your life, your career, no one else is going to sell you for you. Okay, you've got a management company, you're paying them to sell you, but really, when it comes from your mouth, at that opportunity, at that time, that's the most powerful way to sell. So you need a sales pitch, a chat-up line, an elevator pitch that will allow you to talk to people and get them interested. And I bet you haven't got one. Now, at most salesmen, they have. They've got their little 20 seconds slap in the face. This is what I do. Are you interested? Knocking at the door. Anyone who does door sales has got this down. But have you? If not, that's what we're going to run through today. And just to run through it quickly, there's four parts of an elevator pitch. And here they are. Number one. Oh, wait a moment. There is one important thing. Before I run through the four, there's something really important to understand. You got to have something to sell. There's no point having this pitch or developing this elevator pitch if the product or the service that you've got in place is not even worth selling. If you're just saying a sticker on the car, if you're just saying sponsor my career, that's hard to develop a pitch for. It's got to be a lot more. Now, if you're driving in a big championship and you know you've got a lot of coverage and you've got lots of sponsors on the car, but really it's eyeballs on the car. You're on TV. You've got so many millions of viewers. You've got so many millions of people on social media watching it. That's pretty much going to be how your what you're selling, right? You're just selling the brand awareness and the opportunity for advertising on there and networking, okay? That's great. But if you haven't got much of a product to sell or a service to sell in the first place, the best pitch, it might get you through the door, but when they come to meet you, you won't have anything to say or anything to offer. So the first thing, before I tell you the four of how to build an elevator pitch, is that you must have something that's of value to that person that you are about to approach. You can't just be front. So make sure first, before doing any of this, your product or your service that you're offering that company or that team manager or that manufacturer is actually worth it for them. It's got to be a good product. Otherwise, well, what are you selling? Anyway, number one of an elevator pitch is to have a super quick intro. You have to be very quick. If you just go up and start to explain, my name is Joe Bloggs. I'm a race driver. I've raced for the last 5 years. I'm pretty good. And it sort of waffles on. Straight away, you've already wasted about two floors that elevator has gone up to, is going up. So if they're going to only floor 5, you're nearly halfway through your pitch already. And you haven't even told them what's going on. They don't care who you are. So the very first point has got to be super quick intro. My name is Enzo Mucci from Sports Solutions, right? Say if that's what I'm calling myself, my company that I'm forming to help companies find solutions through sports, right? And I just keep it really short. So just about 6 words to say, this is who I am and where I'm from. And you get it really down. So that's just the first, very first thing you say. Even if you say, hi, I'm Bob from... It's got to be quick and just sort of brush over it. It doesn't really matter because that's not the bit that they're going to be buying into. That's just a way of you saying, I'm not going to attack you. I'm Bob from. And then we move on to part two. And part two is your bold claim. This is your slap in the face offer. The kind of massive benefit that you're offering companies that they'd be stupid not to want to hear more. So if you are saying, we specialize in putting companies on TV for a tenth of the cost, just that, if that's all you are doing, you say, right, if I look at my sponsorship proposal, what is the one thing, the one main thing that I can sell that is valuable to companies? And really, that's what you prioritize. You're just prioritizing that one big thing. Yes, you can get them race tickets. Yes, you can get them a bit of hospitality and the other little things, send them a cap and things like this after the race. But you don't need to talk about that. What's the main benefit? And this does, by the way, work for small companies, small drivers in small championships for small companies. Same thing. You just say, we get local clients or local customers to go to people's shops quicker than anyone else. And it's a bold claim. It's a bold claim saying through sport, we help companies like you increase their sales by 20%. That's it. That is your bold claim. You've obviously can't bullcrap them. You've got to be saying things that are actually true. Maybe you achieved it once for a company. Maybe you say this is potentially what we do or can do. But it's got to be something of value to them that's big, that's huge. So it's your name, where you're from, and your bold claim straight up in front of them. Now, I want you to think now, because the bold claim is the big one. That's what they'll remember. That's what will get them hooked. And it would be so tantalizing for them. They're thinking, I've just got to hear more, because that's exactly what we need now. And if you've got different kind of benefits, like it's corporate hospitality, or you entertain clients, you increase their clients' satisfaction in the brand, you've got to come up with something that is your hook. And that's the thing you're going to sell. That's the thing you're going to base your proposal around. But make sure that you come up with yours. The third part is the qualifier. Now you have to make sure that after you've delivered your name and where you're from really quickly, and you've made this bold statement, this bold claim, this promise of what you do for companies and what you can do for them, really quick, again, you've probably only taken about 10 seconds up now of their time. Next, you got to make sure that the person you're speaking to is the right person. So if you were, as a company, interested in increasing your sales by 20% using the medium and the platform of sport, would you be the right person to speak to? It's pretty much how you say it. by the way. Now you're taking up about 15 seconds of their time. They know exactly who you are. They know exactly where you're from. They know exactly what you can do for companies. And it sounds pretty damn impressive. And you've asked them if they're the kind of person or the right person in the right job position within that company to be able to speak about it, to be able to say yes or no. There's not much else to do apart from number four. You just simply tell them the action that's needed to take this further, which is a coffee, which is a sit down and meet, or yeah, can I talk to the person who is responsible for that division or would be interested or could speak to about this offer, about this service that we provide. You know what? There's no point making it any more technical than that. This is a 10, 15, 20 second sales pitch. If I was to sit here like a lot of salespeople do, I'm not a salesperson. This is just something I've used and it's worked well. And I learned it off, first of all, off Grant Cardone. So if you research Grant Cardone, you know, the 10X guy, sales pitches, he's great at sales. And he did do a podcast or video a lot longer than this about the elevator pitch. Go and check it out. But really, I got it from there. But actually, thinking back, that was only a few years ago. I did this when I was a kid, when I was racing. I remember picking up the phone one day and going, look, I was looking for a PR company because I thought, and this really worked, by the way, I think you've probably heard me say, I thought if I get a PR company to couple with me, to buy into my dream, then they could help me meet people that could sponsor me. They could help me do my sponsorship proposals because they're into design. They could PR me and in return, I could give them exposure through my career and hopefully find them clients. So I picked up the phone and I said, this is Enzo Mucci. I'm a British champion race driver. I'm looking for a local company, a PR company to partner with where I can help them expose their name into the motorsport industry, get clients for them. And in return, I just want some work, just a tiny bit of work with them so I can have a partnership where they help me with my PR and I help them find clients through motorsport. Are you interested? And I just went through the yellow pages. It was then we didn't have Google. So I went through yellow pages and just phoned them all up and I got one. And not only did I get one, it was a perfect relationship. I got them with a British touring car team to do all their PR. I happened to then work for that British touring car team because of that connection. I raced for that British touring car team on their club version, their car they had that was in a lower level than British touring cars. I was supposed to be in touring cars with them, but it fell through. They made loads of money from the team. I got a drive. The PR company did my brochures for me and did my logo and branding and website and everything. What a deal. And this is how elevator pitches can work. If you know you've got something of value for a company, you call them up, you tell them who you are, you tell them the biggest value that you can potentially provide for them. You're not really leading them down the garden path. You can potentially do this. Even better if you can do it every time, whatever that benefit is. And then obviously, are you the right person to talk to and let's meet up. It worked for me. It worked for my sponsors that I got, even the people that supplied tires. So they didn't even give me much money. It worked for them. I'll get your local clients. I'll get your exposure, mass exposure in the local press. All I want is a set of tires. So it worked for sponsors as well. And it works then as it does now. So you really must, first of all, know exactly what you're selling. What is the main pulling point of your sponsorship? And remember, you can sell people that are in higher championships than you if they've got more exposure. If that's it, that's fine. You do influencer marketing to help companies grow by 20%. Get the 20% right, of course. Whatever it is you're selling, and you tell them, and you're bold enough just to talk to anybody. Put yourself in a position where you're going to meet people that can say yes, then you keep doing this elevator pitch to all the different things that you need in life and in your career. And things will start to happen. As long as you're not ripping people off or misleading them, you have got some kind of benefit for them. All you need is 20 seconds to throw that pitch at them and then just set up for a meeting. That's the elevator pitch. It is golden. If you don't have one, start to design one and start to practice it on everyone that could potentially join your quest. I hope this helps. Speak to you next time. Can't stop me now.